EPs that I did.
Yeah.
Baroness EP, Bell Sketch EP on Hessel, and the one on, the second one on RNS as well. None of them had lyrics. They're all kind of snippets of things. But also, I've done a couple of tracks without vocals recently, so and they're going to be coming out.
And the song I Never Learned to Share.
Mm-hmm.
you're singing my brother and my sister don't talk to me. And you don't have any brothers or sisters,
no,
do you?
No, I don't.
So do you think it's strange that they don't talk to you?
Yeah, I'm completely fucked up.
But are you trying to just fool us, or are you just trying to be funny, or aren't your lyrics?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm trying to be funny. If it's funny, then it's funny.
It's super funny.
Well, then it's funny. I'm not trying. You know, I didn't need to try. It was just a sense of. I don't know why I wrote those lyrics, really.
Okay. Did you ever want to be famous?
No.
So when. When BBC...
I'd rather sit at home.
Yeah, okay, but...
Being famous, you got to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but... So when you got listed at number 2 at BBC's Most Promising Artist of 2011, what do you think? What were you like, fuck, I have to do a lot of interviews and concerts and stuff and I can't be at home anymore and people will actually see me?
I wasn't sure. No, I didn't want to. I didn't know because I don't really know anything about the music industry.
No.
So I didn't know at the time what that would entail. I know now that it means that you. The thing is, you don't have to do loads of interviews.
No.
I don't do loads of interviews. I mean, a lot of artists are doing hours and hours and hours of interviews a day, you know. I don't really do that. We do the ones we want to do because they're good. You know, good magazines, good. Things that I would support anyway. Things that I would read, you know, because or listen to. Because, I mean, otherwise you just saturate everything with pictures of your face and sound bites from things you say. And when, in fact, all it is really is about the music. And at the end of the day, if you put the vinyl on and you like it, then there's not... Or if you don't like it, there's no amount of interviews with me that's going to change your mind.
No. What about doing concerts and interviews? Do you enjoy doing it, or is it just because your people do want you to do it so they can make money?
Interviews,
and yeah.
Weirdly, I actually quite enjoy interviews, but the reason I enjoy some of them is because I pick the right ones. I mean, it's kind of like a free psychiatric. It's kind of like. A free sort of session with a psychiatrist, because I just get to talk about why things are happening, and you know, I get to kind of talk to somebody about the music and what's going on at the moment without being told to shut up.
But do you feel any pressure that you have to be smart or say funny things or?
I don't know if I said anything smart or funny this time. I don't know. No, not really. I mean,
just be
yourself. I mean, there's loads of, you know, there's loads of bad and good interviews with people, and there's no point in getting worked up about that. Just do it.
I have a question. But, for instance, your the picture on your album, there it's blurry.
It is.
And most other. I've seen a lot of pictures of you, and most of them are blurry, like you're shaking your head.
I didn't take those, though.
No, but...
I mean, the ones on my Facebook are all normal photos.
But it looks like you were doing it, like...
Yeah.
But is it because you want to be
anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it just because you like it that way?
I don't want to be anonymous. I've got no desire to be anonymous. That's silly. But there is definitely a case of... It's an artistic thing, you know. I liked the. I mean, it actually happened by accident. There was a photo that the photographer took. There were no blurry photos before this one photo, and it was all my press photos were me straight on, or me doing something, or me, like, but I was never out of comfort zone. I was always doing something that, you know, you don't get me, like, in front of, like, graffiti, like, with my arms folded and shit like that. So it was, you know, so we did this photo shoot for a certain magazine, and the photographer took a photo that they used that I really liked, and there was something about it. It wasn't just the fact that it was blurry, it was the fact that the face that I was making at the time, or just it just represented me. There was something about it that I looked at and I thought, that's me, which I didn't feel like in other photos. And it wasn't because it was blurry, it was just it was everything about it. It was the shirt, it was the pose, it was the face, like, just everything, you know, what I was wearing, you know. It was all,
yeah, I really like
stuff
it.
that felt like me. So when stuff feels like me, I'm happy with it. And when it doesn't, I can't stick by it, you know. So yeah, so that photo just was lucky. And we just decided to use it for the album cover.
And you don't smile either, do you?
In photos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I've smiled in loads of photos. You just haven't possibly seen them. Yeah, no,
of course
I know.
I have.
Well, you know why? It's because when some man has a camera and they stick it in your face, sometimes it's hard to smile because it's completely synthetic.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the times that I've done for like good photo shoots are when me and the photographer maybe go out for an afternoon to the park or something and just have a laugh, and then we're just chatting and I have a laugh and he just goes now and again. Like, that's the best type of photo shoot for me because it means that I'm completely natural. And naturally, I don't stand around pouting and, you know, and sort of, you know.
Yeah, okay. What album have you been listening to most this year so far?
Joanna Newsom, Have One On Me, definitely.
Never
heard of her?
No.
Oh, definitely good one to listen to. Harpist. And
when do you listen to it?
I think I could listen to that album all the time. The weird thing is that when it, like, there's certain types of music I can only listen to in certain moods, but reflective music, and not necessarily sad music, but maybe down tempo or just music that makes you think, I can always listen to that, whatever mood I'm in. And Joanna Newsom's record doesn't just make me think, it makes me think about music itself. Like, it makes me want to play the piano. It inspires me musically as much as it does make me think about other stuff.
Okay. Let's see if there... Are there any artists that you are looking up to? Of course there is.
Okay. Yeah, there are, obviously. There are people that have done stuff that kind of amaze me. They're all for different reasons, but someone like Stevie Wonder to have that long a career. Also, recently Radiohead. Mm. Even though I don't actually know a lot of their music, it's not just the new record. It's having a whole career without really compromising anything. It's quite amazing what they've done, regardless of whether you like their music or not.
Okay, you said 2 minutes, so I'll quit.